morning, good morning, good morning, here from God's Miracle Church. I was glad when they said unto me, let us come into the house of the Lord, even if it's in your living rooms. I'm not going to be before you long. I just want to give you words of encouragement, just some words to live by. I know these are trying times, but God's children are going to make it. As I was thinking about today, I was thinking about Daniel. We're going to be in Daniel today. And we will learn how faithful Daniel was even before his trial came. So I'm going to be in Daniel. Like I say, this is going to be real quick. Daniel, the 6th chapter and the 15th verse. Well, we're going to start at the 16th. Then the king commanded, and thou brought Daniel, and cast him unto the den of the lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. The key word I want you to be aware of, continually. And 17 said, and the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet. A signet is like a seal that cannot be broken. And with the signet of the Lord's, that the purpose may not be changed concerning David. So pretty much, David was in the den with a seal, not only from the king, but with also another person being sealed, and it cannot be broken. And 18, and then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were the instruments of music brought before him. And his sleep went from him. 19, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of the lions. 20, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel, and then the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee? And 21 said, then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. And I'm going to stop there, that Daniel served continually. Yes. Daniel served not only in his time of need, he was serving before then. Amen. He had a consistent track record. Such a consistent track record, even the king and everyone around him knew Daniel loved his God. And 23 said, then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believeth in God. And then as we go to verse 24, things get a little interesting, and I'm going to have to recap. And 24 then, and the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of the lions. Them, their children, and their wives. And the lions had a mastery of them and break all their bones in pieces. Or ever they came at the bottom of the den, they were destroyed. During these trying times, people may say they're trying, like during these trying and difficult times, we have to remember to keep the faith.
Amen.
Even could we notice, even though Daniel came in hardship, he came in captivity,
yes.
He trusted God.
Yes.
So if you notice, when the king summoned for David, Daniel, when he summoned for Daniel, he replied with no distress. And do you see how good God is when you're faithful?
Yes.
Daniel probably didn't care if the king left him out the den or not, because you see, in the midst of trouble, God gave him comfort.
Yes.
So it wasn't the issue of getting out the den. The issue that God gave him comfort during the test, during the captivity. So the title of the message is In the Meantime. What in the midst of trouble, in the midst of trials and tribulations, what are we going to do in the meantime?
In the meantime.
Do we have a relationship that carries us through? Do we trust the Father enough to give us comfort while we're going through this situation?
In the meantime.
Mm. you don't have to go there, but I'm going to. In Nahum, the first chapter, 7th verse says, the Lord is good,
yes, he is.
A stronghold, and he knoweth them that trust him. You know, in the 1700s, Thomas Paine once said that these are the times that try men's souls. But the children of God, these are the times that test their faith.
Yes.
As I heard one time, faith that's not tested cannot be trusted. Oh, what a God we serve. And Psalm 34 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. That seems like a key focus word here. For those that constantly trust. And furthermore, if we trust and believe God with the situations at hand, we have a different experience of the same situation that your neighbor may be going through. Look what happened to the men that were tossed in with their wives. Their experience was clearly different from Daniel's.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. So my question is, what are you going to do in the meantime? One of the key components was Daniel overcame because he wasn't looking at the situation. See, when you know where you stand, when you trust God, you're not looking at the situation, you're looking past it. Over the hills come my strength. See, when you begin to walk with God, when you begin to trust God, you begin to get more confident in knowing he's going to bring you through. So the situation of poverty and furlough, that doesn't matter to the children of God because we're not looking now. We're looking upon the hills. That's where your faith is. Your faith is not here. Your faith is not in the president. You notice Daniel, the king, Darius, he wanted everyone to pray and give thanks to him for 30 days and not their gods that they serve. Daniel, that didn't sit right. That didn't sit right with Daniel because Daniel knew the God that governed him did not keep him. Like I say, I won't be before you long, but in these times, we have to look past what's going on right now.
Yes, yes.
We got to look past it. What do we do in the meantime? You notice I was thinking about having all this free time where people offer their jobs being furloughed. Let's use this time while God's working out things, while God's being about his business. Let's be about our business. We have no concern with going on. We have to be about our business as you can have war outside, but peace in your house.
Amen. Amen.
So let's use this time to get a house together, to renew relationships,
yes.
To teach your children. Teach your children something their education they can't get from the educational system. Teach them how to use the sword. So when they come, when they step out September, they be ready. Talk to your wives, talk to your husbands, pray together. What Satan used for evil, God used it for good.
He will. Come on.
So he's just trying to let his children know who's in control.
Yes. Come on, Lord.
Walk closer with me. Talk with me. Spend some time in your prayer closet. I got you. I got you. Let me sort some things out. Because I want everyone else to know who's in control. It's not the disease.
Thank you, Jesus.
So take this time. See, I embrace this time. I embrace spending time with my family. Since my wife been home, we were already close, but we gotten closer because we fellowshipping together. We talking together. We praying together. And God is trying to tell you, when you were so busy, did you have time to do that? So everything is orchestrated by him. So he's just trying to tell us, hey, I am God. I control this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
So I would encourage each and every one. Just take time out and restore. Restore. Your health don't have to be broken. Just nurture it. Nurture your kids. Teach them about that sword because they're going to need it like you need it now. So I ask yourself, what are we going to do in the meantime? We don't have to wait to the midnight hour. The hour is now.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
As I say, and I cannot say this enough, just because you're out of work, just because you furloughed or got time off, that does not mean you stop trusting. That doesn't mean God will stop providing. That doesn't mean the end. This is only the beginning. The stumbling block is made to step you up.
Yes. Come on now.
Dear Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to protect us. I ask that every word that you say today will be absorbed in your people. Plant seeds, Father, so that more seeds can be planted. Dear Lord, we hear you loud and clear. And I pray that we will make a change today. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
The message from Mr. Antoine Martin, and he says something very important. What are you doing in the meantime? And he mentions something about a lot of us are out of work. We're restricted from going to the places that we normally would go. You can't go to clubs. God is trying to get us to understand that he has, in other words, nothing happens except it goes to the Lord's hands first.
Amen. Amen.
God is, and I really believe God is trying to get his people in order. He's trying to get people that are unsaved in order. That, what are you doing in the meantime? If you're a Christian, we don't have to serve the same punishment or serve the same consequences as someone that's not saved. That was a good, plain, solid message.
Yes.
Anyone out there that has not given your life to the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, today could be the beginning of the rest of your life.
Amen.
Everyone is fearing and they're doing all sorts of things, trying all sorts of things, making all sorts of things to counteract what God has already put in place. He allowed this virus to go. He made himself so simple. It says, how far do I have to be from God in order to come back home? The answer is one step away. Some of you have heard about God, but you just haven't received him because the world was treating you what you consider good. But this is the time. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this is the time. It's simple. Did you know that if you were the only person Jesus Christ died for the remission of your sins.
Amen. Amen.
Regardless of what's going on, he died for you and me. So this is the time to say, Father, I receive you into my heart, Lord. I want you to dwell in me, Lord, that I may learn more. Give me that hunger and thirsting after righteousness so I will learn more about you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for entering to me now, Lord. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord. And Father, I thank you, and I give your name the glory and all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' precious and most holy name, amen.